another week in high school basketball and some more upheaval in high school basketball. Here on Prep Sports Now, I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer to talk about the hoops action we've witnessed over the last week. And don't ever let us fool you to make you think that we know everything. Because right now I'm glancing at the standings, and I think of the six divisions between the two levels. You look at the first-place teams, I'm pretty sure there's only one that we would have guessed at this time, which is Clark, even though they lost to Gorman. That wasn't a league game. They're 6-0 in league. Every other league, the team on the top is probably not who we would have guessed.
Totally agree. It's a great indication that once the ball's in the air, anything could happen, right?
Yeah, and that's always a refreshing thing in basketball. Of course, our other show, football, a little bit less parity in that. I think maybe the league that's most jarring based on what happened last week, the Henderson-based Southeast. Right now, Foothill and Liberty tied at the top at 2-0 because Coronado suffers a setback. They're all the way down in fourth now because they lost straight up to Silverado. What do you make of the Southeast right now?
You know, it's because the schools are so close in proximity, you always run into the fact that the kids know each other and they grew up playing U sports with or against each other. And with that, close games are expected. And every once in a while, a team you don't expect to win is able to pull out one of those close games. But I think by saying that, we maybe discredit a little bit how good the Silverado team is, right? You know, Colin Darfour, in his first year at Silverado, really has those guys playing well. And they played a good game. They beat a Coronado team who you could argue probably overlooked Silverado, and rightfully so. Coronado had multiple years of going undefeated in league play. They're the back-to-back Sunrise champions. And I think it may be a wake-up call that you can't just show up and expect to get the dub.
Yeah, Silverado wins 86-83 behind, it looks like, 59 combined points from Caden Farley and Martell Williams. Here's what's throwing me off, though. Like, I know you get a big win like that. It's in our nature, and I think it's proven to be, you know, kind of a good technique to use picking games that you think a team might be a little bit, you know, happy with their success and have a bad next outing. But there's bad next outings, and then there's what Silverado did two nights later. They played Foothill and lost 77-41 two nights after beating Coronado. So, you know, I'm still having a tough time putting my head around this team. How can you play that poorly? Is Foothill just that much better than everyone in the Southeast? If you're looking at scores only and you don't know the personnel, you don't know the history, it looks like Foothill's just kind of in a league of their own this year.
Yeah, and that's where you go back to either A, Coronado really, really overlooked Silverado. We know that Foothill's good. We know they've got, you know, Coleman and Rockmore, two guys that have played a lot of games. And when Foothill hits its threes, right, they're tough to beat. And, you know, Silverado probably feeling pretty darn good about themselves after beating Coronado. Had a little bit of a hangover, and it showed in that game.
Yeah, so Foothill's two league games so far, they've won by at least 30 points in both of them. The huge matchup will be this week. They
Friday
have,
night.
But really, are we shortchanging that? I wasn't going to say Friday night just quite yet. Wednesday night, they put Liberty, who's also undefeated in the league.
Yeah, Julian Strother is starting to have that Troy Brown effect, right? A player who, coming into high school as an eighth grader last year, had multiple scholarship offers. A player who's a top 10 or 15 kid nationally for his graduating class, who is playing for his neighborhood school and a one-man army and leading his team to good wins. And sophomore player. And he's combining with Cameron Burst, and the Patriots are winning some games. And you're right, add them to the mix, and the Sunrise playoffs now all of a sudden have got really interesting, right? Coronado, Foothill, Canyon, who put up 100 spot last week, Vegas, who may have the city's, you know, best player you've never heard of in Joyner, and Liberty. Now you've got four or five teams that really could get after it.
Yeah, Strother averaging 24 points per game. Looks like they've won four in a row. Their last loss was to an out-of-state opponent. Foothill, like I said, has won their two league games by at least 30 points. Liberty has won their two by at least 20 points. So that is a big matchup on Wednesday night at Foothill. That should help the Falcons a little bit. And then, like you mentioned, on Friday, we swap it around. We've got Foothill Coronado, which is, you know, the big rivalry, the teams that have been the best in the Southeast, probably dating back almost a decade at this point. But then also kind of the two upstarts that could throw some things off are also playing on Friday in Liberty and Silverado.
Yeah, and, you know, it's going to be a big week. Also on Saturday night, or Saturday all day at the South Point, the Big City Showdown with many of the top teams in the area going at each other at the South Point. The day is always highlighted by Gorman-Finley Prep, the annual game. But this year, Clark plays Coronado, Durango plays Liberty, and there's some girls' games, Liberty-Gorman, Coronado earlier in the day. So fun day of hoops, man.
Yeah, so should be really good to be down there on Saturday. Check that out. Finley and Gorman, I know this is a game at least you used to be anticipated and look forward to every year. Does it still have that same stature to you?
You know, I think when the game was at its peak is when Gorman and Finley had these five-star can't-miss guys who UNLV was attracting. When, you know, Anthony Bennett, Shabazz Muhammad, Steven Zimmerman, all those guys were focused in on UNLV, I think the game gained a lot more traction. And then you got to remember there was that, you know, back-to-back years, it was the double overtime game, right? And then the year after was Muhammad Bennett, and tickets were going on StubHub for outrageous prices. So, obviously, that's a shell of its former self. Finley doesn't have, you know, players at UNLV's too interested in, but, you know, still top five team nationally, according to USA Today. Finley's 21-2. They've got Manute Bull's son underneath, who's going to Oregon and is 7-2 or 7-3. So it's definitely a game that's out there, but in terms of having that local interest with some UNLV players, not anymore.
All right. I mentioned before we get to the picks, since I talked about the surprising standings, and we really only dove into the Southeast, just some quick overview of some of the other teams that have surprised us so far this year to be sitting in the pole position in their respective leagues. We talked about last week on the podcast how Centennial Faith Lutheran was going to be one of the games of the week. Centennial sneaks out of there with a victory, so the Bulldogs now in the top spot in the Northwest at 4-1. And an upset on the lower level worth mentioning, Cheyenne knocks off Desert Pines. What is this? Is like the third straight regular season game they've beaten them, so they sit on top of the Sunset in the 3A.
Yeah, and, you know, we knew this year was going to come down to Cheyenne, Desert Pines, and, you know, it's kind of following a similar script as last year where Cheyenne kind of beat them in the regular season. Desert Pines beat them in the playoffs. Big game in the Sunrise 3A this week where Shap and Boulder City are playing in Boulder. Winner wins the league. Shap's already beaten them by a few points this year, but the tiebreaker is always the second game. So whoever wins the league gets the one seed and avoids Cheyenne or Desert Pines until the game to get to state.
And just lastly, what are you buying in on Centennial? Like I said, they're in first, but their last three league games, they've all won by 3 points, 2 points, 6 points. It looks like they're winning a lot of close games. Do you think they can sustain the success, or, you know, have they kind of been getting lucky in these games with evenly matched teams?
Yeah, and I think that's where you look at the Northwest. Well, there's some quality teams like Faith and Centennial and Arborview and boy, I'm sorry, fellas, got this cold. You know, they're just not real powerhouse teams. And we'd said at the beginning of the year that if you combine the Southwest and the Northwest, you might not get a team from the Northwest that was in the top four.
Yep. Well, there you go. That's pretty much an overview. Anything else you want to add, or should we look at the games we're going to be picking this week?
Yeah.
All right, we'll start tomorrow night, which we're recording this Monday, so that would be Tuesday. Right into that Southwest League you were talking about, Durango hosting Sierra Vista.
Yeah, Durango is a team that needs to get this win. They're at 2-3 in the league. Vista's at 2-3 in the league. There's only five spots. One of these two teams aren't going to make it. I think Sierra Vista has the best player. I think Durango has got a few more better players at some of the other positions. and I like the Trailblazers.
Is Sierra Vista's best player playing, though, is the question.
He's supposed to be, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've always been more of a Maka Ellis guy than Brewer. I'm sticking with that here. I'm going to say Sierra Vista gets this one done. Have they already played this year? I feel like they have.
I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just noticed on my mic, not that the listeners care, but there was a piece of hair.
This is the first game they also play in the season finale. I don't know. Durango's clearly improved. The Anthony Hunter kid is great, but I'm going to go I trust Sierra Vista a little more right now, so we'll be different on that one. I've got Sierra Vista, Brewer, Durango, Faith Lutheran at Legacy.
I'm back on the Crusaders. Listen, if they win games, it's got to be ugly. They're just not scoring points right now, but I think, yeah, it's a good spot for the Crusaders to get a road win.
Yeah, I think this game could be competitive. I mean, Legacy's played some tough games. I think they're really kind of in the mix here in the Northwest, all these teams about even. I guess I've been around you just a little bit too much, though. You sold me on Faith Lutheran earlier in the year, so if their ceiling is that high, I'm going to say they get on track and beat Legacy, but I would not be stunned for that one to go either way. Moving on to Wednesday night, Arborview going to Centennial in what's always a rivalry game no matter the sport.
Yeah, Keith, I got to be honest with you. This game was such a coin flip, I can't even remember who I picked.
Well, that's interesting because you said you're all in on one of the teams.
Oh, I'm all in on Centennial. I picked them again, right?
You picked them by 10, so you don't have any close game at all.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We were talking earlier about Centennial, and I thought we'd picked them, and I couldn't remember that. I'm all in. I got the dogs. My bad.
All right. I'm actually going to go Arborview here. I think they got some depth. Like I said, Centennial's been winning close games, but Burke, Smith, Williams, Yap, Arborview has some guys. I feel like these games are always close. I think Arborview is going to sneak into Centennial's gym and get a win, shake up the standings even more in that league. To the other side of town, Silverado going to Basic.
Tough to win at Basic. Silverado, don't know what team's going to show up, but I know the Wolves will play inspired at him.
Yeah, last week we could only be different on one game. This week we're going to be different on every game because I think
good. I got to make
true Silverado is somewhere in between the results we saw last week, but I still think that somewhere in between is better than what we've seen from Basic. I think you got to favor Silverado in this game, so I'm going to go with the Skyhawks.
Haters going to hate.
I'm not hating. I just think they're a better team. We'll see who wins. So we'll decide who the hater is. By that logic, you're a hater of Silverado. Chaparral at Boulder City.
Well,
on Thursday night.
I really think this is where you're going to pick up a game because I picked my Cowboys who had to rally to beat Boulder in the first game, but I think Boulder's going to give it their best bet at home. This is a tough roadie for the Cowboys. Again, the winner likely wins the league, which is huge in the playoffs. Tattoo teams good arena.
Yeah, the first
Again,
game
this
was
is a coin flip, bro.
Yeah, the first game was 56-53, Shap. Being that it was that close, I think Boulder should be a slight favorite, so I'll go with the favorite. I'll disagree with you here, too. I agree with you. This is a really tough one. A bunch of good games this week. I'm going to go with the Eagles, however. Moving on to Friday night, Foothill at Coronado.
Yeah, listen, Coronado's not right now. Especially after what happened against Silverado, which is just one game, but still, you know what I mean. So I got them beating Foothill. They got to come out. They got to make a statement. This has got to be their time to regain control of the league.
I mean, this can flip the other way too, right? You say Coronado has owned Foothill, which is true. I mean, they're on this great run in the Southeast. But at the same time, I mean, you complimented those two kids, Coleman and Rockamore, earlier of you know, what they've meant to Foothill. And I just know this is a game that Foothill has had in their minds and that they've wanted. They want to show they're better than Coronado this year. And I think so far, you look at the numbers, that you probably say they have been. I think they're going to coronate it here. I'm going with the Falcons.
Oh, my God. Jeez. All right.
That's a mistake?
No, it's a good pick.
They're the underdog, probably.
They probably are. Coronado threw me for a loop by losing that game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I like the way Foothill's played. I think it's going to be close. I'll go with Foothill. God, maybe I'm just a Coronado hater, actually, because I'm going to pick against them this game, too. Part of the Big City Showdown, Clark and Coronado on Saturday.
Yeah, I think Clark is healthy right now. They're putting teams away. God, they put up 90-something on somebody last week. I think they take the big stage of the Big City Showdown and explode. Big dub, baby.
Second game of the day, or maybe this game's before it. I actually don't have the times, but I'm really torn on this one. Liberty and Durango as part of the same event.
You pick Clark?
Yeah, I picked Clark from the beginning.
Okay. I just didn't hear you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Liberty and Durango.
This is where I go with Strother, baby. I got Liberty.
Yeah, I'm leaning Liberty too, but I don't know. This one's really close. I don't even know who the favorite would be. I think Durango. I've been pretty impressed with them. I'm gonna go Liberty just barely by the skin of its teeth. I think this will be a close game, maybe even an overtime game. So look out for that. That might mean that the Finley Gorman start time gets pushed back.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going with this year? And Gorman's won a couple in a row. Maybe they're the better program right now.
You know, when I saw Gorman against Clark, they were just so good. Tates was hitting his shots. Cottrell's a beast on the inside. Everybody was playing good. But yet, I can't get away from Finley having better players across the board. And I'm taking the Pilots.
Yeah, I mean, this Bishop Gorman team, inexperienced compared to past Gorman teams, we know that. You kind of felt like it was going to be an up-and-down year, and I think this is going to be one of the downs. This is like, just like we said with Foothill Coronado, I feel like Finley's probably taken it personally that they've lost a few to Gorman lately. I feel like this is a game they've looked forward to, and I think they're going to put on their best. And Gorman, it's just tough to tell what you're going to get. Even as good as they've been, taking nothing away from their season, they're still young. I don't know if they're quite ready for this. I'm going to go with Finley in a close game.
Can't disagree.
All right, well, it should be a good week on the high school basketball floor. Prep Sports Dow for Ray. I'm Case. Thanks for listening.